Chapter 7 On the Dauntless and the Interceptor. When Will Turner woke up, his head hurt. But he thought only of Elizabeth. He ran to the governor's office. He found the governor, Norrington, and the two sailors. "The pirates have Elizabeth!" he shouted. Norrington looked at him.
"Mr. Turner," he said, "you're a blacksmith. This isn't your fight. Please go."
"We have to find her," Will said.
"Of course we do," Norrington said. "And we will."
"Jack Sparrow," said one of the sailors. "He knows about the Black Pearl."
"Go to Sparrow. Ask him," shouted Will. "We can follow the ship. He can take us to it."
"Mr. Turner," said Norrington, "please leave us. Now."
He turned away. Will ran to Jack's cell.
"Hey, you! Sparrow! Do you know the pirate ship? The Black Pearl?"
"Yes," said Jack.
"Where does it go?"
"It sails from the Isla de Muerta, the island of the dead. You know the stories. But why ask me?"
"They took Miss Swan," said Will angrily.
The pirate smiled.
"Oh, so you did find a girl," he said. "But what can I do? I'm in here."
"I can help you," said Will. "I can get you out of here, and then you can help me."
Jack Sparrow thought about this. "What's your name, boy?" he asked.
"Turner. Will Turner."
"Turner? Okay, Mr. Turner. I'll help you. But first, I have to get out of this cell."
Will smiled. He was a blacksmith. He could open a cell door.
When Jack was free, he and Will went down to the harbor.
"What are we going to do?" asked Will.
"We're going to take that ship," said Jack. "The Dauntless."
"Take it? You're crazy."
But Will followed Jack. The two men swam to the ship and climbed up the side. There were sailors on the ship.
"Don't move," Jack told them. "I have a gun. I want this ship."
The sailors looked at Jack, then at Will. They started to laugh.
"But this is a big ship," one of them said. "You can't sail it with two men."
"We can try," said Jack. "Now leave."
The sailors looked at Jack and Will. They looked at the gun. And then they got into a small boat and left the Dauntless. From the interceptor, Norrington saw Will and Jack on the Dauntless.
"What?"
he thought.
"You? But how? And where are you going on my ship?"
He turned to his sailors.
"Quickly," he said. "We have to catch the Dauntless. Now."
The interceptor was a faster ship, and minutes later, it was near the Dauntless.
"Let's take them,"
shouted Norrington. He and his men went onto the Dauntless. Only one man stayed on the interceptor. Norrington's men looked everywhere.
"Find them! I know they're here!"
the captain shouted. But Jack and Will weren't on the Dauntless. They were now on the interceptor.
"Hello,"
said Jack to the only sailor there. The man looked at him. He looked at Jack's sword, and he looked at Jack's gun.
"Can you swim?"
asked Jack.
"Like a fish," said the sailor.
Good, said Jack, and threw him in the water. Commodore Norrington and his men saw the sailor when he fell.
Stop them!
Norrington shouted.
Stop them!
But it was too late. The interceptor sailed out of the harbor.